So first of all, how long have you been involved with the game of tennis?
Oof, ever since I'm 11, so 37 years.
And what drew you to the sport initially?
Well, it was I played volleyball first between 5 and 11. And then I moved to a neighborhood with tennis courts. And then I started playing tennis at 11.
And you just found a love for it and it hasn't gone away.
It's been like this all my life. Like all my career, I've been teaching tennis or coordinating sports. But I've always been involved in sports pretty much all my life.
And how did you find your way to the Perth Tay Tennis Club?
Well, they contacted me. I taught at Shelley a couple of times in the Carleton University. That's what I teach in the winter. And she asked me to join the club. And it's been 2 summers now. I've done 2 contracts, 2 summers.
Okay. And how have you liked it so far?
I love it. Even though I need to drive like 1 hour. But it's a beautiful place. It's a great town. I love that town.
You provide coaching lessons as well as the pro?
Yes. And I also offer different things, not only private lessons. I also offer summer camps and programs. I have a crew of 5 or 6 coaches which that they work for me. And this summer we did a few weeks of summer camps.
Okay. And how did those go? Did you get a lot of people to come out?
We had 16 juniors, 16 kids for 3 weeks, which is good. It's our first summer. You know, it takes time to grow the business. It takes time. So I would say 3 or 4 more years, we're going to have a big camp every single week of the summer, 8 or 9 weeks. That's our goal.
And would that be in Perth or is that Carleton?
Perth.
Okay.
That would be in Perth. That would be in Perth, yes.
Okay, awesome.
I have other clubs in Ottawa, but that's our goal in Perth.
Okay, great. And what do you feel like you get out of that coaching experience, you know, teaching the younger generation?
Yes, I get 2 things. There's a short term, which is just seeing they're happy, seeing their smile, and seeing them enjoying themselves because they're having a good workout, they're having fun, they're getting to know new friends. So that's a short term that I get, you know, and I love to see that. And the long term is this happens after 10, 15 years of coaching. When you see the young kids that you started teaching them when they were 7, 8, and then they become young men or young women by 19, 20, and they're great people, and part because of tennis. So it's nice for me to see that I'm part of their development and their growth as a person. Regardless of the way they play, you know, how good players they were, it's being part of their development because it's very important for me to see that. So when I see that, believe me, it's very, very satisfying.
That's awesome. How long have you been coaching as a whole?
As a whole, 24 years.
Okay, wow. So
full time. Yeah, ever since I finished university. Yeah, 24 years.
Do you have any advice for somebody considering, you know, maybe they're on the fence of wanting to coach or anything like that? Do you have any advice for somebody who'd be interested in getting started?
This is something I tell my, because it's funny. It's nice. My crew now, they were all my students when they were 8, 9, or 10. So now they're young coaches. They're 18, 19, 20, and they started teaching. So that's a great thing for me. You know, when I see them, they were 8, 9 when I started teaching them, and now they start teaching young kids. So that really feels good. I like to see them. And there's two things I tell them. Number one, it's love what you do. If you don't love it, do something else. If you don't love this, do something else. That's the number one thing. And the second thing is you have to keep getting education. You have to keep getting education, do certifications, do courses, do workshops, watch videos, try to always get more and more knowledge. So those would be the 2 things I suggest the most.
That's awesome. Is there anything else you feel like we should mention before I let you go?
No. That's it. I mean, I believe you mentioned something of why what made me want to be a tennis coach, and it was the role model I have for my coaches. I wanted to be like them.
That's excellent. And I
motivated me the most to be a coach. I wanted to be like them because they were good role models for me.
I can tell, I imagine, you know, you said all of your former pupils are now coaches as well. I'm sure they have a similar story when they're asked about you.
And you know, for me, it's very important because we're not perfect, but we have to be role models for our students. And, you know, they need to see somebody healthy. They need to be somebody with discipline. They need to see somebody hard worker. That's very important for me, that they see you as a role model, which is, I got that from my coaches. You know, I saw them as role models, especially one of them, you know, and I want to do that to my students too.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you through our 5-minute conversation, your love for the game absolutely is infectious. It definitely comes through. So I'm sure you're doing exactly that. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. And thank you for this. It was nice talking to you. I hope I can meet you in person one day.